up, dear students, because in this episode, I have a lot to say. I believe this will be a longer episode than usual, but it will be worth your time. So let's jump right into it. If you were to ask me, Teacher Sam, what is your favorite music genre? I would undoubtedly, absolutely mention country music as one of my favorite music genres. I absolutely love country music. Then, I'm sure that you can imagine how I must have felt on February 11th when Beyoncé announced that she is going to come out with a country album on March 28th. I was so surprised. I was baffled. Baffled means puzzled, confused. I was stunned. I was all those things because I always saw Beyoncé as a pop star. But this is also what I absolutely love about Beyoncé, her ability to accomplish the seemingly impossible. In today's podcast episode, I want to go deeper into Beyoncé's venture into country music, because you see, it's not as simple as you might think. Let me explain. So, it's obviously March 2024. But did you know that Beyoncé performed at the CMA's Country Music Awards, CMA's, with the famous country singers, the Dixie Chicks, in 2016? That was 8 years ago. Beyoncé performed at the CMA's because at the time, she had a song called Daddy Lessons on her then album called Lemonade. I remember when I first listened to the Lemonade album and I heard Daddy Lessons, I immediately thought to myself, wow, this sounds like a country song. So, in 2016, Beyoncé performed that song together with the Dixie Chicks. According to viewer statistics, that performance became the highest viewed CMA performance ever. Yes, you heard that right, ever. Yet something seems to not have been quite okay during that performance. You might ask, what was not okay? Well, the vibe was a little bit off during that performance. When we say the vibe was a little off, we are saying that the atmosphere was a bit strange during that performance. You ask, but why, teacher? Because, according to reports, there were some people at the CMAs who believed that Beyoncé shouldn't be there. There were some people at the CMAs who believed that Beyoncé doesn't belong in the country music genre. In fact, according to a Billboard.com article, there was backlash before the superstar even took the stage. A pre-show announcement teasing her performance sparked calls for a CMA's boycott on social media, with some people blasting the awards show for including Beyoncé. Let me explain what that means. It means that according to this Billboard.com article, there was criticism even before Beyoncé arrived to perform on the CMA stage. In fact, a day before the show, an announcement was created to promote Beyoncé's CMA performance, which made some people so angry that they went on social media and asked for a boycott of the CMAs. In other words, they were so mad that Beyoncé was going to perform that they literally asked people to not even watch the CMAs. Do you see how controversial this performance became? Also, do you remember what I said earlier in this episode? I said Beyoncé's venture into country music is not as simple as you might think. Do you see what I mean now? This isn't just about some random shift that Beyoncé decided to make. This is much deeper than that. This is about Beyoncé believing that she too is able to create country music and that she wouldn't allow anyone else to stop her from doing it. In fact, just so we can better understand this whole story, let's listen to a clip here from a radio show with one of the Dixie Chicks members who talked about that 2016 CMA performance. Listen carefully to what she is saying, and then we'll come back later and comment on what she says. And obviously, if you are an amazing supporter of this podcast, now is the time to really pay attention to your podcast text and listen to all the English words which are included here. Let's listen.
What happened when you went to the Country Music Awards? I'm talking about back in 2016, and you performed with Beyoncé. I don't know whether it was because of your country fans who felt you had betrayed them or she wasn't country. I remember it was just a big fucking brouhaha that you showed up with Beyoncé, criticized for that, right?
You know, it was just a weird vibe in that building. We hadn't done anything, country award shows or anything since the controversy. Let me just say, the week we worked with Beyoncé is the single greatest working week of my professional life. It was awesome to watch her world, to see how she does stuff. She's a perfectionist, and to see the power she has as a female and a Black female is incredible. And I guess they can rate those shows now by the 15 minutes. It's absolutely the highest rated 15 minutes in CMA history. And then they start getting, you know, racist assholes bombarding their website with comments and emails and whatever. And so they take her down. They took our performance down and caved to that bullshit. And then they, I guess, got so much bad press for doing that. Within 24 hours, they put it back up again. Just cowards. It's just crazy. She just gave you your greatest ratings that you've ever gotten. How dare you take her song off? It was
you
ridiculous.
You fucking kidding me. I knew none of that. Would you ever perform at the Country Music Awards again, or have you just had it?
No, I mean, I said I would never after 2003, but then when Beyoncé calls, you're like, okay, maybe just this one time. One last time.
Do you get nervous?
So I'll only do it with Beyoncé.
Do you get nervous when you have to perform with someone like Beyoncé? Or are you just so seasoned at all of this that like nothing kind of throws you?
I mean, I don't know about nervous. I was excited. I mean, Lemonade, I listened to Lemonade at least once. I mean, the full album at least once a day. We listened to it every day on tour. I watched the Lemonade visual album over 100 times. She's just the consummate professional, and you just don't want to let B down. That was all I was thinking is do it right. Do it right.
So, as you could hear from this interview, the vibe was definitely off before and during that performance, because even the Dixie Chicks member noticed it. It was almost like, how dare you bring Beyoncé to this genre? She doesn't belong here. By the way, I'll leave the link to the performance in this podcast episode description so that you can watch it. I watched it and the vibe seems a bit off, but remember, I wasn't there personally, so I can't tell you exactly what I think about it. But the vibe felt a bit off. I would say it was a bit awkward. Let's pause here just for one moment and ask ourselves, What have I told you in past podcast episodes about negative Nancys? How many times have I told you what a negative Nancy is? 20 times at least. A negative Nancy is a person who is always negative about everything. He or she doesn't celebrate someone else's success. Instead, he or she is angry. He or she is outraged. They don't want to see someone else succeed. Well, that's exactly what we are seeing here. Random strangers are expressing their opinions about what Beyoncé can and cannot do. So, how does Beyoncé respond to those negative Nancys? Does she waste her time fighting with them? Nope. Does she waste her time explaining to them why she should be allowed in the country genre? Nope. Instead, she goes to her music studio and spends approximately 5 years working on this country album, which we now know is called Cowboy Carter, and is scheduled to come out on March 28th. In fact, on February 11th, when she announced that she would be coming out with this country album, she released two country songs called 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em. Well, Texas Hold'em made her top the country chart, and it made her become the first ever Black woman to top the country music charts. How about that, huh? In fact, let me read to you Beyoncé's own Instagram statement that she posted 2 days ago in reference to her upcoming country album. I want you to know that I've read this text several times because I was genuinely moved by it. I was moved by it, and I was inspired to write about it for this podcast episode because I truly believe that there is a deep lesson in this text that we can all learn from. Let me read it here. Listen, thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of the supporters of Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. I feel honored to be the first Black woman with the number one single on the Hot Country Songs chart. That would not have happened without the outpouring of support from each and every one of you. My hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. By the way, irrelevant means not important. This album has been over 5 years in the making. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. It feels good to see how music can unite so many people around the world while also amplifying the voices of some of the people who have dedicated so much of their lives educating on our musical history. The criticisms I faced when I first entered this genre forced me to push past the limitations that were put on me. This album is a result of challenging myself and taking my time to bend and blend genres together to create this body of work. I have a few surprises on the album and have collaborated with some brilliant artists who I deeply respect. I hope that you can hear my heart and soul and all the love and passion that I poured into every detail and every sound. I focused on this album as a continuation of Renaissance. I hope this music is an experience creating another journey where you can close your eyes, start from the beginning, and never stop. This ain't a country album. This is a Beyoncé album. This is Act 2, Cowboy Carter, and I am proud to share it with y'all. Did you hear what she said there? She said that this album was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich archive. In other words, Beyoncé took the negativity and the criticism that she felt from people and went and created her very own country album. I'm sorry, but she did not cry about it. She did not feel sorry for herself. She did not give a million interviews where she could complain about it. She went into her studio and proved everyone wrong. I was personally so moved by this text, not necessarily because I am a mega Beyoncé fan, but because of what she actually decided to do in this situation. Instead of allowing all these people who doubted her to convince her that the country genre isn't for her, she became dedicated, focused, and very quiet about her craft. She worked silently and diligently, persistently on her craft, and she made it happen. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard students tell me stories about someone who might have had a negative comment about their English, someone who might have laughed at their English, someone who might have made fun of their English pronunciation and accent. I also cannot tell you how many of these students became kind of paralyzed by those comments. In fact, many of them decided to quit their English learning journey because of those comments. Do you see what happened here? The negative comments from other people about some of my students' English stopped some of my students from actually continuing to learn English. Do you see what happened here? The negative Nancy's won. They got the last word. They got to set the limitations and possibilities for some of my students. As you're listening to this episode, I want you to ask yourself this question. What can I learn from this podcast episode? Do I also sometimes allow people to paralyze me with their opinions and ideas about what I can and cannot do? How does this podcast episode relate to my English learning journey? How does it relate to your life in general? Do you always listen to negative comments about something that you're doing? Do you allow other people to define what you can and cannot do? Well, I truly hope that you are very careful with that, because words are very powerful, and unfortunately, many people allow words to stop them from reaching their own personal goals. I think that's very sad. That's exactly why I wanted to structure today's podcast episode like I did. That's exactly why I wanted us to understand collectively here today that Beyoncé actually releasing a country album isn't just about Beyoncé releasing any country album. It's about Beyoncé proving her worth in the eyes of the world. It's Beyoncé saying, nope, you don't get to tell me what I can and cannot do. It's Beyoncé putting all her focus and her determination into what truly matters, which is the album itself, and making sure it gets done against all odds. You see, that's the lesson that I think we can learn from Beyoncé and her unexpected country album called Cowboy Carter. The lesson, which says, choose wisely who you allow to tell you what you can and cannot do. It's the lesson of believing in yourself, no matter what other people tell you. It's the lesson of pushing yourself, the lesson of challenging yourself, the lesson of overcoming your obstacles rather than becoming paralyzed by them. I don't know about you, but I am counting the days until March 28th and Beyoncé's album drop. I simply can't wait to hear it. To finish this podcast episode, I'm going to play a short clip of what Beyoncé herself recommends we do when it comes to our goals and our dreams. I think that her words are very wise. Listen to them and be inspired by them, because I certainly am. Before I play the clip, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to Yumi and Words. I'll be back next Monday. Here is Beyoncé with some very wise words.
Stay focused. Don't talk about what you're going to do. Don't just dream about what you're going to do. Don't criticize somebody else for what they're not doing. You be it. Be about it. Be about that action and go do it. Keep your eye on your intention. Don't let any outside distraction or your own insecurity stop you from your goals. Embrace that struggle. Surviving that struggle will strengthen you.